Life is interesting. Living for God. Great things are happening. Stay tuned. You're going to be interested. Well, welcome to All Things Apostolic for this day is Monday, October the 13th. And we are glad that you're with us. We're going to have a good time today. Whether we say anything that is substantive or not, we're going to have a good time. Everybody needs a good time. So stay with us here. And there are a lot of great things happening. I hope you had great church yesterday. Wherever you go to church, in whatever city or whatever country. There are some people that watch that are from outside of America. So we're glad for all of our listeners. But this is just a great day. You know, some days you just wake up and you say, this is a day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And we just give God glory for health and strength and raiment and a mind that works at least good enough to communicate with other people and to worship God and everything else he's given us. And of course, the premier thing in our lives is that we are saved. Amen. That we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. For all of you out there that don't think that you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, I'm a witness that it's real and that it is transforming. I watch people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit speaking in other tongues every single week. Somebody says, well, I think that's the gift of tongues. No, that speaking in tongues has multiple applications and uses. And one of them is, they said, they've received the Holy Ghost in the Bible. They've received the Holy Ghost as well as we, for they heard them, or for we heard them speak with other tongues. So it was evidence. It's not that you're seeking tongues, you're seeking the Holy Ghost. But when the Holy Ghost comes, Isaiah 20:11-12 becomes fulfilled. For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people, and this is the rest wherewith they weary are made to rest. And on and on. But anyway, we're glad that you're here. We're having a great time. And by the way, the Holy Ghost is a gift. Why wouldn't you want the Holy Ghost? Somebody says, well, I don't believe you have to receive the Holy Ghost the way they did in the Bible. Wait. Wrong argument. Why in the world would you not want the Holy Ghost? You say, well, I don't believe you can get it. Oh, I know you can get it. But why wouldn't you at least try? What is it about it that you've got so set in your mind that you wouldn't want a gift? It's like Christmas, buddy, every day of the week. and so it looks to me like it's time for you to receive baptism of the Holy Ghost if you haven't yet, just like the Apostle Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. So, hallelujah. That's just a wonderful, wonderful subject because of the transformative power of the Holy Ghost that has worked in my life and in millions of other lives. Fastest growing socio-religious thing in the world is Pentecost. It's not a denomination. It's an experience, a transformative, dynamic, life-changing experience of being born again. So much for that. No, not so much for that. We'll never get so much for that. But so this last weekend, right down the road from us in Stockton, California, at Apostolic Tabernacle Church, or ATC is what they call it, but it's Apostolic Tabernacle something, pastored by Pastor Moses Mendoza, a precious friend and a great man of God. It's a thriving, growing church that is primarily Hispanic. And I don't know if they preach in English or Spanish, but they probably do both and probably sing in both. But whatever, it's just a great, great, great group of people. Some of the people we've met that go to church there, and of course, pastor and pastor's wife, Mendoza, we've met, and they are just salt of the earth people. And his brother also, who's an evangelist. These are just great, great people. Anyway, they had they have an annual conference there called Midnight Cry. Midnight Cry. And it was a great, great conference. It's always been a great conference, but it's growing. And it's impacting the region. And others are coming to it. And it's positive. They see it as positive. It's not like selling something to somebody. It's like, here's something really good, and we want to get in on it. And so we're closely acquainted with it because this past week, Pastor Young preached there. Evangelist Jeremy Wilbanks preached there, and these are all people that's in the orbit of the Rock Church. Pastor Jonathan Sanders preached there. Evangelist Caleb Heron preached there. I'm trying to think just off the top of my mind. There were others that preached there that that did a great job. Some I don't know, but most I do know. Evangelist Joel Phillips preached there. Pastor Bishop Randy Williams preached there. Pastor Steve Perez preached there. All these people we know, and they are just salt of the earth. In fact, everybody I've named, except maybe one or two, are graduates of Wilson University. And Bishop Cornejo preached there, and Bishop Hoyer. I don't know. There may have been others. If I miss somebody, forgive me. I'm just trying to give the report. And it was just packed with good things. So, anyway, we're thankful for that. Great church yesterday. Rock Church had a children's deal. We have never done this before. It was a super church in the sanctuary, and adults came wearing construction clothing and hard hats and everything. It was great. Two or three received the Holy Ghost. One got baptized. I wasn't in there. I was preaching in the Spanish in La Roca. And with a translator. I did speak a little Spanish, but, you know, un poco solamente. So we had a great time there. Also, new people in the altar, good things taking place. Last night at great church, Brother Randy Williams, Bishop Williams, preached. His wife Barbara was there, and his oldest son and his wife and their grandchildren were there. Great, great people. Had a good time of fellowship afterward around the table. That was set by wonderful, wonderful cooks and people in the Rock Church. Anyway, it was a great time. It was a great time. This morning met on the development of a new studio that we have been working on for 1,000 years now, it seems like, and getting through the permitting process of the precious Elk Grove City Building Department and the Fire Department and all the other 5,000 departments, it seems like. But anyway, it's all part of having a great city and having safety for people. So, you know, it's part of the journey. So that went well. We're building a dual studio, two studio rooms and a control room. It's going to be world class by the grace of God. It's going to have equipment that we've never had before. It will be equipped as dual studios. It will also be equipped as a Zoom conference room. And it will be equipped to do musical recordings also. So it's just incredible. By starting from scratch, from the ground up, you can integrate these pieces into it without it being cost prohibitive. So there we go. That's it. That's it for the weekend. And so this coming week is also pretty exciting. I got a call here, a few months ago. And it was from the chairman of the board of directors of the Apostolic Heritage Center. Apostolic Heritage Center. The Apostolic Heritage Center has an Apostolic Heritage Conference, and it's this week, October 15th, 16th, 17th, Wednesday night, Thursday day, Thursday night, Friday day, and then a banquet on Friday afternoon, evening. And Dr. Gary Garrett is the chairman and the president of a museum there. It's an apostolic museum. As far as I know, it's the most comprehensive museum in America. Notice the cup. So it is the most comprehensive apostolic museum that I know of. He's got artifacts in there from G.T. Haywood and his ministry, artifacts from Andrew Urshan. These are men from way, way back that have been long gone, but were profoundly effective and powerful in ministry in the development of the modern apostolic movement. And they have a museum. There's also in there the Apostolic Heritage Hall of Fame. And I think there's about 83 or 86. I should have looked it up this morning before I got here. 80-something inductees over the years, 80-something people. Let me see if I can actually get some more stuff here for you. They called me, and shock of all shocks, you'll be as shocked as I was, they have voted to induct me into the Hall of Fame of the Apostolic Heritage Center Hall of Fame. And so it's pretty cool. I'm trying to get this here. It's pretty cool. Now, I've got to tell you, I'll find that eventually here. Just stay with me. But I got to tell you, I laughed at myself. I kind of thought, you know, if I'm in the Hall of Faith, then we're scraping the bottom of the barrel to get people to be in the Hall of Faith or the Hall of Fame. And the initial thought I had was I'm self-conscious. I'm embarrassed that I absolutely do not think that's merited. And secondly, I don't think any of us merit very much attention. I really don't. I'm not being false modesty here. I don't think any of us merit very much attention because God is he's the one doing all this. Jesus Christ is, it's his spirit on and in us. And whatever any of us do, it is because of Jesus Christ. That's not just talk. That's truth. And without him, the old songwriter said, I would be nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Well, that's true. That's true. And so into this Hall of Faith, there are many of the outstanding apostolic leaders through the years. So anyway, it's the 15th, 16th, 17th. It's in Joplin, Missouri. It starts on Wednesday night and then Thursday day. I think I already mentioned this, but Thursday day, let's see what happens on Thursday day. Thursday day is the symposium. Yep. And then Friday, the 17th, is the Hall of Fame inductions, and it begins at 11 o'clock. The Thursday service begins at 10 o'clock and includes lunch at noon, includes dinner. Look, if it's free food, just come and enjoy the free food. And the Heritage Museum is there on that location. As far as I know, it is the most comprehensive that we have, and it'll be open for tours throughout the conference. If you've never been there, I've been there, and it has some things that'll just it'll touch your heart if you care anything about, if you're missional in any way about the kingdom of God and its history and of the apostolic movement and such like. It's a wonderful thing. So at the symposium, they asked me to speak on the formation of the Worldwide Pentecostal Fellowship. Now, there are six men that got together and founded the Worldwide Pentecostal Fellowship, of which I am only one. But they said, if you would just talk about it and give us some history about it and its progress and its primary focus and why'd you even start it in the first place and all of these. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I think there's 30 men on the board of the American of the Apostolic Heritage Center. And those 30 men are from, this is different than what a lot of people are used to. They are from many different apostolic organizations. a whole bunch. And there'll be people there that I've never met before, but I'm going to be happy to meet them. And anybody that's preaching truth, I want to meet them and at least make their acquaintance and become acquainted with them and pray that God will help them. There'll be people that will have things that I won't agree with, I'm sure, and that they would vice versa. But however, we're going to come here, and these 30 people are, one thing about them is they are, I would say, egalitarian in their outlook. In other words, they look at the really big picture of how people have impacted the apostolic movement. And they don't look at where they're from, and they narrow their judgment of apostolic primarily to the theology and the soteriology, Godhead, salvation, and basic premises like that. But anyway, there are many people that, you know, if you're in a particular group that you've never even met, you don't even know that some of them that have done some tremendously profound things. So I think there's six people being inducted, of which I'm just one. And I don't know, there may be a couple of them from the same organization, but I don't think there's more than that. It's people, some of which I've heard of, some of which I've never heard of, but that would tell you straight up without any question, no, we're apostolic. So anyway, that's going to be interesting. Maybe I can give you a little report of that next week and let you know how that went. It's going to be a good deal. Okay, here, I found the information I was looking for about the Apostolic Heritage Center. And here's what it is. There are 5 members of the executive board. There's 40 members of the ambassador board. There are 5 state representatives. It was incorporated in 1999 it's got 3 divisions of operation, the Archive and Research Center, the Ministerial Hall of Fame, and the Heritage Museum. Okay, so I talked about those, but I didn't understand until I finally found it here. And their motto is preserving history, honoring excellence, connecting generations. Excellent motto. And so there's a process that they have here that they use for selecting members. We don't need to go into that. But I would like to, I looked at this list of people who are included as members, and starting back in 1999, the very first 3 was Verbal Winston Bean, Robert Cecil Cavanis, Glenn A. Cook. There's an old timer. And then in the next year, it was Samuel Joseph Grimes, Robert Franklin Tobin, PAW, and Guy Rome, who for a few months was my pastor years ago when I was at Harvest Time. And then C.P. Kilgore, here's William Joseph Garrett, here's an old one, Frank Bartleman, who wrote one of the original books that's still around from Azusa Street and thereafter. Here's David Gray, here's Oliver Foss, I'm not calling all these, it would take too long, but Morris Golder, Jimmy Davis, A.O. Holmes, Frank Ewart, there's an old powerful preacher, Nathaniel Andrew Urshan, let's see, let me just look along here, James Kilgore, James Johnson, G.T. Haywood, William Lee Bonner, James Tyson, PAW, Joseph Rex Dyson, V.A. Gidrose, Clyde Haney, one of my instructors long ago, Norman Wagner, great preacher in Ohio, Billy Cole, J.T. Pugh, Tom Barnes, some of you be interested in these. Cleveland Becton, if you're not interested, just hang on. We'll get through here. Thomas Kraft, Smallwood Williams, pastored in Washington, D.C. for many years and had a great congregation. I've been there, spoke to that congregation. Charles Grisham, Tom Tenney, Stanley Hanby, Joseph Ballestero, William Booth Cliburn, very interesting person, Gerald Mangan, Murray Burr, and others. I'm just looking here. Marilyn Gazowski, Arliss Glass, Bervick Atwood Spell, Irvin Baxter, Scotty Teets, great man. All these are great men. Philip Cook, Billy McCool, Samuel Smith, Jonathan Urshan, Joel Holmes, Don Johnson, W.C. Parkey. This is like going through old history here. Donald Golder, Fred Foster, and then on down until this week. So this is pretty interesting. And I've been to the museum, and it's got a lot of work. And staying up with this. And Dr. Gary Garrett knows, I don't know if there's anybody that knows more about the early history of Pentecost from Azusa Street on than does Gary Garrett. And we appreciate the work that he has done. So anyway, we're glad that you're with us today. God bless you. We want you to be with us next week. Got some real important things to announce and to talk about.